tell you, you know, it's very important for Uruguay and for all the countries in South America to develop strong links with North America. Then we choose to start this relations, this commercial relations and this educational relation with North Carolina. Why? Why North Carolina? We are a tiny country. We develop first in agriculture. After that, we jump over industry. And nowadays, we are mainly dealing with new clean industries, mainly software, services, and all these things. And you must know that, you must remember that we are the capital of the Mercosur. That means the capital, the administrative capital of the South Cone organization called the Mercosur. Along the shore of the River Plate basin, we are the way of going out and in of this huge basin. And we think that having the same interest that you people have in education and having good in universities as you have, we can do a lot of things together. In the meantime, really, we are already good commercial partners with North Carolina people. I guess that in relative terms, our commercial links with North Carolina are bigger than some of the commercial links that big countries like Brazil and Argentina have with North Carolina. And one of the reasons to be here is not only the educational system, you have links with that, but also with your investors, with your, well, entrepreneurs, with the financial organization, and a lot of things you have, and we like to, well, to copy your good, your good rates of everything you have, that you have in the States.
I assume that places like NC State, North Carolina State University, Duke University with its medical...
I know the place quite well because friends of me studied in North Carolina years ago, mainly in textiles. They came from Uruguay to learn about textiles to North Carolina, and after that, in our family, one of the members of our family came to university in North Carolina. That is that for us, North Carolina is not only a place in history, it's a place in reality for us.
So you have strong ties to the state then?
Well, I have some ties.
And what about exports from your country to our state, I guess?
They're already buying things from Uruguay. They're buying, for instance, good wines, good leather for your local industry. There are people who visit me at home once month ago, telling me what are they doing, and we are trying to make some agreements with different members of our local people who are coming from Uruguay with me today, and they are having meetings tomorrow with local traders and investors and financial in the financial area, in the electronic area, and not only in the knowledge area. And I think that they are very optimistic. Really, they are very optimistic because they were here 1 month and a half ago already. It's my first visit, but it's not the first visit of a Uruguayan group. A Uruguayan group, a very important one, who is coming with me today, was here 1 month and a half before, and they already start things with them. And I am just here not only to pay a visit to your governor, to Mr. Hunt, and to get more closely in contact. And we start that 1 year and a half before. Before I won my primary, I already get in contact with the people of North Carolina. I thought I'm going to win, and that I prepare that, and I say, well, I'm sure I'm going to win. I shall go to pay a visit to Mr. Hunt and to North Carolina people, because I'm sure we can do a lot of things with them.
That's all I had, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.